Time now to announce our Veteran of the Week Award winners and our veteran players. And these awards brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. Visit LorainCountyVeterans.com. We'll start tonight with the head coach of the Clearview Lady Clippers, Nick Demacchia. As a short time ago, he told me, now he's going to let all of you know who the Clearview Lady Clipper Veteran of the Week Award winner is for tonight.
Raquel Santana, and even though she missed a couple of games, she's only played 8 games for us this year, but she does an excellent job in the post. She's averaging 14 rebounds a game, 3 blocks, on top of 6-7 points a game. And she's done an excellent job all year, and she's well-deserving of this award.
Coach, earlier tonight on the pregame show, you talked about Raquel and certainly how she has stepped up her game with the loss of Angel earlier this year. And that really shows leadership by example, just kind of showing this young Clearview team how you've got to step your game up, and it sounds like Raquel has really done that.
She has. She's been a leader for us from day one. She's a senior, and she's gone out there, and she's taken this team, and she's been a phenomenal leader. She's a smart kid. She works hard, and her effort shows that on the court.
Very, very nice. So congratulations goes out to Clearview's Raquel Santana. She is the Lady Clipper Veteran of the Week. We'll take this time out. We'll hear a message from Lorain County Veteran Services, and when we come back, Scott Terry, the head coach of Keystone, will name a Lady Wildcat Veteran of the ball game. That follows this on the Colson & Colson Girls Cage Matchup.
However you served, wherever you served, the Lorain County Veteran Service Commission is dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. If you are recently discharged, medically separated, or retired from the military, contact Lorain County Veteran Services. Their service officers provide free professional assistance to veterans and their families in obtaining entitlements and services from the VA, such as temporary financial aid and transportation to and from doctor's appointments. Lorain County Veteran Services. Go to LorainCountyVeterans.com.
The Colson and Colson Cage Matchup on WEOL and WEOL.com.
Welcome back to Keystone as we continue with our Veteran of the Week Award brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services, dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. Visit LorainCountyVeterans.com. And for the second time this year, the head coach of Keystone, Scott Terry, gets to name a young lady on his basketball team as the Veteran of the Week. So, Coach, who have you chosen for tonight, and why is this young lady getting the Veteran Award?
Well, we're going to go with Darcy Irish. She's a senior post player. This is a two-year letter winner. And, you know, what I like about Darcy is she's really taken some of the younger players under her wing, especially our younger post players, and has taken the time to work with them in practice and getting them more familiar with our system and taking them off to the side and explaining things that coaches sometimes don't have the time to do in the midst of practice. She's done a real good job of that. So we're going to nominate Darcy Irish.
Scott, on a team that has so many freshman players and young basketball players, I would assume for your seniors, that leadership role becomes even more important. And it sounds like Darcy is really stepping up and kind of fitting that bill.
Yeah, it does. Like I said, especially, you know, being a post player, she focuses on working with our young post players. And, you know, I think they respect her. They understand Darcy's ability. They know she's been in the system for a few years now. So, you know, I think they're very attentive to what she has to say, and it is definitely a good thing to have. And not only do I give Darcy credit, I give the underclassmen credit as well for having that respect and understanding that they have a good situation there where they've got some of the more veteran players willing to do that type of thing.
It's a really neat story. So congratulations goes out to Keystone's Darcy Irish. She is the Keystone Veteran of the Week.